Blog Talk Radio.
Talib Kweli, yeah. Hey. Get with it, here we go, come on, come on. Here we go, come on, come on, yeah.
Blacksmith,
it's the movement. Who's removing, moving, keep it moving, here we go, come on, come on. Here we go, come on, yeah.
Blacksmith, pay attention.
Gotta rain, yeah. Watch me flipping like the blackest logo. I shine a light in the darkest when the night is black as Yapakoto. All these rappers looking mad at photos. Sad to slay a braggadocio. Quality make up for what a lack of promo. You say you laugh at FOFO.
Nah,
you don't shoot. It's more like you shot me an email but forgot to attach the vocal. Call him a bastard like his dad and Osho. I'm a fast loco running on the track of Yoshi Yamamoto. This ain't fashion rap. I'm bringing the passion back. Find me with a trouble at. That's my natural habitat.
Let's go.
I take it with me in the booth to the liver. We owe respect to the dead. We only owe the truth. So if somebody feeling disrespected, even when his face is smiling, his heart rate escalates to violence. Looking for trouble, juggling drugs, using abusing, beautiful struggling. And when you can be bubbling,
yeah, the voice of the voiceless, hope for the hopeless. Big game, way too real. They don't promote it just the way I approach it. From another angle, a stay in the streets. I know it's a gutter rainbow. It ain't no pot of gold. It's where the product sold. It's where we lock and load. Turn it up now.
Welcome to my hood where the rainbows is in the gutters. The pain that you will discover is making the angels shudder. There's sex in the city, but we never claim the love. I know you heard of us. We more murderers than Kane's famous brother. Living with death, smoking blunts with the grim reaper. Snitch niggas known to blow the whistle like a gym teacher. The gum flapper, wearing a gun clapper. Nah, some back really a dumb rapper. It's trapped on the corner with the oil spilling, mixed with the dirt and the water collected in the gutter till the color's brilliant. I paint pictures so legendary. I've been doing this. Your history is as short as the month of February. In a leap year, what do we fear? Dead bodies lying on the ground. I end the sea here. Be clear. Don't ever cross me like police lines. We vegetarians, but we not invited to tea time.
Voice of the voice. Hope for the hopeless. Big game, way too real. They don't promote it just the way I approach it. From another angle, I stay in the streets. I know it's a gutter rainbow. It ain't no pot of gold. It's where the product sold. It's where we lock and load. And count the rock and roll. Turn it up now. Turn it up now. Turn it up now.
I whip around the building and form a corner tornado. Finding nature in the city, we cover our feet and gators. We got these super daggers, they selling rotten tomatoes. Stack of chips and I don't mean potatoes. There go another one. Graduated from quarter waters and butter crunch. His tuxedo knife with a gun tucked in his cummerbund. He get it from his mama, he ain't none but his mother's son. She used to get it popping like bubblegum. Peddling poison was often better employment. The ghetto destroying any sense of self she was enjoying. Survival or the fittest. By any means necessary, got us calling drug dealers revolutionary. You say he kill his people, he say I feed my family. And you ain't kicking in, you never understand me. You just stand in my way, now you an obstacle. And obstacles end up in the hospital. I'm just saying,
voice of the voiceless. Hope for the hopeless. Big game, way too real. They don't promote it just the way I approach it. From another angle, I stay in the streets. I know it's a gutter rainbow. It ain't no pot of gold. It's where the product sold. It's where we lock and load. Count the rock and roll. Turn it up now. Turn it up now. Turn it up now. Turn it up now. Hey.
Gentlemen, Santa Player, players in the building, coming to you live, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Every Sunday we come through here and represent for my life, love, relationships, everything going on. This is your boy, yours truly, Pretty Tony. And of course, you know, always riding shotgun. Sometimes he in the driver's seat. Sometimes I just never know where he at in the vehicle because he really paranoid. My man, K. Diddy, Esquire. The Elixir of Love. What's happening, family?
Absolutely. Hey, I'm rolling like always, but today I thought I'd decide I'd ride on the roof of the car. That way I could watch all angles. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm trying to find out where do we go from here.
Yes, indeed, man. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, you know, Tenor Player Play, a lot of times when people hear the name of the show, they think, you know, we talk about relationships, we talk about love, but in general, we like to talk about life, man. What's going on with us as a race? What's going on with us as a people? What's going on with us as a nation? You know, me and Kay did try to use it as our podium to put our input out there like some, you know, voices in the wind. Just trying to spread some love and some knowledge, man. That's what we all about. Nothing negative. And before I go any further, I want to address to all the people out there. They say that imitation is a sign of flattery, and it is true. You know, when somebody imitates you, they must dig your swagger. They must dig something about you. But you know, you got to have a little bit of creativity to yourself. You can't just blatantly bite off what other people are doing and claim it as your own. That's called plagiarism, man. You know, and sometimes you might get, you know, pimp slapped for that, but we're not that kind of people anymore, but you never know.
You might even get sued, because there are legal ramifications for stuff like that.
Yes, they are, you know what I mean? But we're going to let people be forever nameless, because we're bigger than that, you know? So.
But they know who they are. They know who they are, though.
You know, it's all good. Today's show, where do we go from here? You know what I mean? Things are changing all around us, relationships, politics, our kids, everything. Do we learn from the lessons of yesteryear, or do we tear everything apart and start anew? Before we get into the relationship part of it, I want to talk about politics right now, because, you know, your boy Pretty Tone tries to be in the moment with knowledge, and this is something that I like to encourage my brothers and my sisters out there to do. Stay in the moment. Be aware of what's going on. Too many times they try to sidetrack us and, you know what I mean, put us over in a different realm, so we're not aware of decisions that are being made that pertain to my future, your future, our children, our grandchildren, you know what I mean, my chocolate folks out there, you know, everybody, my Latinos, my Asians. I represent for everybody, but first and foremost, I represent for my own. We've got to be aware of what these politicians are trying to do to us, man. What's going on up there in Washington and in the media and stuff, you got to keep your eye on it, because, you know, we're talking about all these decisions and every decision that they're trying to make. I have a question I ask people before I say that. And a question I have to ask is this: how can a corporation as big as GE not pay taxes when you have somebody who's making minimum wage that pays taxes? And, you know, you can spin that any way you want to about, oh, well, they're creating this and they're creating jobs. No, it's a very simple question. How can somebody that's making millions and billions not pay taxes when you got a single father or a single mother barely holding on,
Can I answer that?
Go right ahead, sir.
Well, it's always been known, he who creates the game also create the rules. You know, and unfortunately, you know, people are being sold the diversion. And that's the point you had mentioned a little bit earlier. You know, this country has been sold a diversion, because they're not really looking at really what's going on. You know what I'm saying? We're being distracted, so we don't focus on the real issues at hand. Everybody's focusing on this country's debt, but it's not the debt that's killing us. It's the interest that it's on the debt that we're not going to be able to pay. So people really need to wake up and, like you said, get in the moment, pay attention, look around, and see what's really, really going down. You know what I mean? Stop being sold fried chicken flavored ice cream.
First of all, don't ever disrespect fried chicken flavored ice cream like that again, sir. Don't ever do that in your life.
Well, you know, all right. Man. Well, I have to be. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but that Play-Doh money just does not work in my store.
You know what I mean, ladies and gentlemen? And it moved me earlier this week because, like I said, one of the goals of me growing as a man is I try to stay in the moment. I try to stay in the know as much as possible, and I also try to sort through as much bullshit as I can. And one of the things I've noticed is everybody's talking about this debt ceiling, and they're talking about this, and they're talking about trillions, and everybody's making proposals of this, this, and that. And, you know, I, for one, you know, there's some people who might disagree with me. And if you do, you know the call-in number, 646-929-2870. Call in and express yourself. If all of us, because all of us have participated, whether if you didn't participate willingly or unwillingly participated, because the decisions that have been made in the capitals have been being made for 40, 50 years before I was even born. But I've noticed that everything that they're trying to do, they're talking about spending cuts and spending this, and we're spending too much. The bottom line is we're engaged in two wars that are costing us over $1 billion a week that is not getting spent while schools are getting closed here. Teachers, the guardians of the future, are being laid off. If our children are not educated, we don't have a future. But you are building bigger prisons, and even though you know, in a state like California where they're making people get released, they're still building more prisons. They're still finding new and improved ways to take away from us. But nobody wants to gift us. The first thing that comes out of everybody's mouth is entitlement programs and this, and that's a fancy name, and I'm not knocking anybody's intelligence, but sometimes when we hear that terminology, entitlement programs, please be aware when they say that, they're referring to programs that are designed to help people. Are there loopholes in this, in their design? Yes, the design is flawed and it needs to be examined, because if you know, the doctor's charging Medicare four times for the same service that I only got once, of course we need that money back. But when you talk about all these entitlement programs, these are not handouts. These are programs designed that when people work or they're in need of a little bit of help, they can go to these programs, and they're talking about cutting these programs. They're talking about cutting education budget, but the defense budget is way out of proportion. Anything that has to do with big business is getting fully funded, but programs to help the middle class and the lower class are being chopped as excessive. Excessive for who?
Well, they want you to become dependent. That's what this whole thing is about. It's another way to enslave the lower and the middle class people by giving you all of these programs, would ultimately end up making you become more dependent and more committed to something that you'll never be able to redeem yourself from. But you know, that's what they call the American way nowadays, if you're not paying attention. Case in point, I'm continually looking around for the senior citizens that's going to work 30 years to pay for their homes. And at the end of the day, you know, they're losing their Social Security. They're losing all forms of income. They no longer can stay in their home, so they end up moving to a senior citizen's home because they can't afford to stay where they supposedly bought for 30 years. You know what I'm saying? So I'm still perplexed about that one. You know, you're paying into a situation that, you know, you get nothing back for it.
And they're sitting up there with all this grandstanding, because I'm not a fan of any politician, regardless of your color, because they're all in it for self and special interests and people that they owe favors to. But ladies and gentlemen, please fully understand that it is us that have to pay this burden. When a politician leaves office, he gets his federal pension. He gets
For the rest of their life. And security. They have personal security for the rest of their life that we pay for.
And they leave. They go to cushy jobs in big corporations. They write books. They go on tours. They get vacations and all these things that most of us will never see for most of our lives. Do not be deceived by what is going on around us. Do not be deceived and led astray. You know what I mean? There's a whole lot going on around us, and the news media is talking about this and that and this and that. This is our lives that are at stake, man. That's really what it is, and I'm sure ain't nobody immune right now. I went to the store yesterday and spent almost $100, and when I looked in the cart, I'm like, where did $100 go? Try filling up your gas tank. You get $1,000 now, it's like $1,000 is now like $100, man.
Yeah, it's the new $100.
That's exactly what it is. You understand? And, anyway, some of y'all didn't know, yeah, we get down like this on here. Yes, we do. Because this is a show about life. This is a show about life, and we're trying to, you know, we come on here and we talk, and we're trying to figure this thing out because we're all engaged in this journey together. Now, some of y'all who are going to listen to the show in the archives or who are online, like, well, what this got to do with relationship? Our relationship with politics is like a marriage. We chose those people up there who are supposed to have our well-being at heart.
Well, I look at it from a fundamental standpoint. Anything that directly affects you and your family and your household, that has everything to do with relationships. There's many a guy that came home and had a bad day based on some political decision that affected his job, and he came home and went off on his wife, you know, which is directly affecting the household and relationship. So I can't see how anyone would not see the connection or the relevance.
And that's how we rolling. 646-929-2870. You got something you want to say? Jump in. If you're in the chat room, let us know what's good. We're going to take a quick little musical break.
Press number one on your phone. You forgot to tell them. Press number one on your phone. Let us know that you're there.
All right.
Yeah, this is your man, J.R. Perry, from Love Drops. You know, I keep it locked every Sunday. The channel Players Play, hosted by my man, K. Diddy, and Pretty Tony. So y'all keep it clubbing, and keep it funky, and keep it locked. Can I play a play?
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the Mac. VIPs in the...
Welcome back to the show, your boy Pretty Tony, right here along with my man, K. Diddy. Matter of fact, let me get it right, Sir K. Diddy, the Elixir of Love.
Elixir of Love.
You know, we're coming back to you once again. Today we're talking about, where do I go from here? Where do we go from here? You know, the things that are going around us are happening, as K. Diddy, before we went to the quick little break, was saying, everything going on right now is affecting relationships, is affecting love. Affecting our futures, affecting our children, because if you know you ain't got no money to take care of you and yours, that stress is going to roll over into the household. That stress is going to roll over into the relationship, and you know these things are going to affect us all eventually. You know what I mean? Even people who I've known pretty much most of my life, and in that time, they were financially secure. They're no longer financially secure. Imagine working 40 years at a job, knowing that at the end of your 40 years, your pension was going to be there. To now be told that, oh, the pension check that I live off, that I depend on, that I bust my butt for, oh, we're going to have to drop it by half, 50%, because we made some risky investments. You understand? While politicians sit up on this hill and play mind games with us. Fanning the flames of fear for everybody. This is not cool, man. And that's why today, you know, I'm taking my time to draw my little line in the sand. It might not be much, but the numbers don't lie in my archives and stuff of people that listen to the show. And one thing we try to do, me and K. Diddy, is we laugh and we joke and we might say crazy things. And yeah, we play hip-hop and all sorts of stuff on here. But nonetheless, we try to use this as our little podium to get that vibe out there, to put something out there that's worthwhile putting out there. You feel me? And that's what we do. And this was on my heart because there's just so much going on, and I know this, and especially in my hip-hop generation, because I am a hip-hop baby. Hip-hop basically raised me. I noticed that we're still too busy talking about, you know what I mean, bling-blinging and all that stuff, but nobody ain't addressing the things that's going on. We can't forever be clouded. We can't forever be faded. We can't forever be jaded. At some point, we got to open our eyes up and see what's really going on around us and understand that the game is definitely afoot, my nation out there. Hold on. I think we got a caller trying to join us. 337 area code, you're on live. Welcome to Can a Player Play.
What's going on, homie?
How you doing, brother?
Man, I'm just over here cooling, just listening to the knowledge that you talking about. You heard me, that's all.
Oh, man, well, thank you so much, brother, for tuning in. You know what I mean? I thought you had your hand up, but if you just want to chill and listen to
it. Oh, no. If you want me to speak on it, I definitely can speak on it. But Yeah, see, I'm a subscribe to the show, and I really didn't know exactly what it was about. But, you know, whenever I hear a show and I like it, I just subscribe to it, and I got an email. So y'all was talking about exactly what?
Well, right now we're talking about how the decisions that politicians are making up on that their hill is affecting all our lives right now, even in relationships, by the money not flowing the way it's supposed to flow. That affects relationships and love, but right now we're talking about the political aspect of it, of the grandstanding and the fancy speeches that they got going up on there. Do you feel they got our back or they got their own personal agendas, my brother?
I feel like they got their own back, man. And, you know, I was in the United States Marine Corps. I've been to Iraq twice. I've been to Afghanistan twice. And, you know, I was a child that had less, and when I say less, I'm talking about like I didn't have parents. I didn't have parents. I didn't have social programs. I didn't have any of that stuff, you know. All I had was God. So, you know.
Okay. Okay. And he's brought you through this far, brother. He's brought you through this far that you've had a chance to go see that the world is bigger than where you grew up at, right?
Right.
And see the decision, how the decision that other people make affects everybody else.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I just feel like, you know, one thing, like what you were saying, we have to really realize what's going on, and we have to really care. We have to have self-pride. We just have to care, you know what I'm saying? Because, for example, you could be walking down my street, and you could be wearing red, and I could be wearing blue, and you could throw up a sign at me, and I could throw up a sign back, and then you can shoot me, and I can die. But in reality, you didn't win. You actually lost. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know, you might have won the battle, but all you did was take somebody's daddy away from them. And, you know, the thing is,
You done took two daddies away, because the person
right.
that shot you, they going too.
Right. And, you know, like, you know, the thing is, let's say I got a daughter. And, you know, I'm not saying that my daughter's going to become a prostitute or a hooker because I'm dead. But you just increase her chances by 100%. You know, that, not 100%, but you just increase her chances.
You bump the odds up. You bump the odds up because she ain't going to get that guidance that she's supposed to get.
Right.
You
know.
You understand what I'm saying?
I mean, it's just with me going away, it's going to affect a lot of people. You know, I ain't going to be able to feed people in my family that I've been feeding. Now, they're going to have to start figuring out a way to get money, whether that be drugs or whether they have to go out and work, which a lot of them don't want to work. So now they're going to get in the streets. They're going to do it. It's so many things that happen, you know, be because of one action or two actions. And like you were saying when I came on, you know, with the hip-hop generation, it's not even ran by us. You know, with the industry, you know, it's ran by Italians and Jews. You know,
my brother, I'm a firm believer in destiny and the universe, because the crazy thing is, you just segued me into the next section without even knowing it, because that was going to be my next area of discussion about how the actions and the inactions that we're taking is affecting
right.
us right here in our own neighborhoods, brother. You know what I mean?
Right.
I was going to read a quote from Mr. Cornel West. He said,
okay.
"The collapse of the meaning of life, the eclipse of hope, and the absence of love of self and others, the breakdown of family and neighborhood bonds leads to social degradation and cultural denudement of urban dwellers, especially our children." And it's just funny that you just chimed in, you know what I mean, and just led me right off into what I was going to talk about next, man. Because that's
right.
one of the things we've pulled on this show. You know, we talk about everything on here, dog. Since it's the first time you joined us, we talk about love, life, relationships. Sometimes we talk about player stuff. We try to cover life in general, because life ain't no just one kind of ingredient. It's a variety. So today you just kind of joined us, and we'd like to thank you on one of our political segments. But another time you might chime in, we're going to be on here talking about, you know what I mean, women always trying to break a brother down, or her brothers always trying to break good women down. So, you know what I mean, thank you for holding on and chiming in. Keep listening, brother, and thank you for checking Can a Player Play Out. Ladies and gentlemen, when hope is removed from the element, even in a personal relationship, when you can't feel something good about the relationship, a certain level of toxic energy builds in the relationship. And that's the kind of toxic energy that's building in Washington that's trickling down to us all. Obama, Mr. President, let me address him first, Mr. President Barack Obama, is the leader of this country. And for the last couple of years, the Republican Party has made it themselves the party of no. Everything comes out this man's mouth is no. There are definitely undertones to that. I am not one of those people who was just a Barack Obama fan because he's a chocolate brother. I'm not. I see politicians for what they are, and as far as I'm concerned, him and every last one of them up there are politicians. But at the same time, the reality of what's going on is that a level of toxic energy has now built in this nation that has undone years of trying to be civil to each other. All the decisions coming down trickle right back into our neighborhoods, because down in our neighborhoods, you got little kids who grew up on video games and stuff now and don't feel nothing to squeeze the trigger because we're not educating them. We're getting rid of teachers. We're shutting down after-school programs. We're shutting down little nutrition programs where if your moms didn't have no money, you know you could go to school and you may not like what they fed you, but at least you could eat something. And people are going to tell me that they're justifying all this in the name of progress. What progress? All we're doing is kicking the ball down the street. And we're kicking the ball down the street to children who are not going to have the roots that they need because, A, there is self-hatred. But you see, what they didn't plan on was this self-hatred growing to the point where it's now trickled its way into suburbia, where it's not only brothers smoking themselves now. You got Asian brothers gangbanging. You got Latino brothers gangbanging. You got white brothers gangbanging. You got El Salvadorans, Mexicans, you know, everybody gangbanging now. It's become an epidemic. I don't see you as a person anymore. I shoot you because you got a color on, and I'm proud of it. And as my brother so eloquently chimed in and told us, a color, y'all, that is because hope has been removed. And the negativity is now tipping the scales in favor of negativity. And ain't none of us going to win when negative energy is just spreading rampantly. Real talk, man. Hey, Diddy, you're kind of quiet. Say something,
bud. No, I'm just quiet because I was just sitting up here thinking and thinking about the politicians, as you call them, and some of the other dysfunctional stuff, and I guess it's I could put out a disclaimer right now. All of this is my opinion, and not necessarily the opinion of everybody on Can a Player Play. But I'm still trying to get past this same sex issue that's going on in New York and other countries, and I'm trying, other states, should I say, and I'm still trying to figure out the trickle-down effect to the message that we're sending to the kids, to the children, you know what I mean, how that's going to affect the next two or three generations, how is that ultimately going to play out, you know what I mean? And I guess where my thing is, I come from originally from the Bible Belt, and I guess I am a big as far as that's concerned to a certain extent. But I'm just trying to figure that one out. How is that going to play out in the next two or three generations?
Well, you done switch gears again, and everybody listening, that's just how we do on this show.
Well,
we're talking about life on this,
well,
this show.
Well, yeah, you know, it's life, but we're talking about the relationship between politicians and ultimately how it affects the relationships. And when you're talking about relationships, you're talking about relationships, and people are arguing that point that there is a valid relationship. So it all comes into play to me because it crosses the political side versus traditional religious beliefs. And at the end of the day, we have impressionable kids that are being taught and hear and see what we adults do.
All right, hold on. I think we got somebody else trying to chime in right here. Let me let him up on the show. 111, you're on live with us. Welcome to Can a Player Play. Speak your piece.
Well, I just wanted to know if it's okay for me to talk until I get put on hold for the next 15 minutes.
Not at all, sir. And Joe, this is one of the few times I can actually say truthfully, you have not been on hold for 15 minutes, sir.
Oh, I know that. No, I'm not saying you put me on hold there, Tony. I'm saying next time you go to break, then I'll have to be on hold for 15 minutes.
Oh, well, no, sir. No, sir. Because I know you're about to add some flavor to what we got going on here. So, Joe, the floor is yours. So, welcome, everybody, my man. You know
hey,
what I mean?
Hey, Tony. Hey, Diddy. And hey, whoever whoever your female co-host is of the week, hello to you too, whoever you might be.
Well, we're not right, and we're not gonna let nobody steal no more of our content right now.
Oh, you don't have anybody? Oh, okay. So I just got here, so I just heard Diddy talk about, I guess it was gay marriage and the legal situation, right?
Right.
Okay.
And, well, that's part of it, but I took it into, I guess, the religious debate and the ultimate effect of the next couple of generations as far as the implications with the kids. What message are we giving to them, and how is that going to pan out?
Okay. Well, for those who are, I guess, very religious, it's going to be upsetting. For people who aren't religious, who knows? You know, I'm an agnostic. I'm not a religious person. So I'm the kind of person that says, you do your thing, I do my thing, and as long as what you do doesn't encroach upon me, I don't care what you do. So for me, in particular, gay marriage doesn't bother me. You know, what it will do for kids is that I don't believe kids are changed from being heterosexual into homosexual. So to me, it's not a danger. You know, you're born with it. If you talk to any person who's gay, they'll always say, I was born being gay. So you can't change. So, you know, to me, it's not a danger. If I'm in a neighborhood with everybody around me is a homo.
Well, I have a question, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have kids?
No.
Okay.
For the record, yeah, no.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess you would have an understanding from a certain point of view for being an actual parent, but from an actual parent, and I'm not saying that you don't have a valid point, but from an actual parent standpoint, I would be a little concerned about my child's influences.
Mm-hmm. But then again,
even though we could teach them whatever we want, but they only spend a certain amount of time with us at home with us.
Right.
You know, and I know what you're saying. Kids are not born, either born with it or not born with it. But there's a lot of people right now, especially all around the country, and I'm sure you know, they're experimenting with alternative lifestyles.
Well, for them, it's like they're probably bisexual to begin with. You know, and there are people
And they don't know it yet.
Yeah, maybe they don't know it yet, right. And how about those guys who go to jail and they say, well, no, I'm not gay. But while they're in jail, they're boffing everybody's hairy butt in order to be the king of the cell block. That's something I don't understand.
That was too graphic, yo.
Sorry. Yeah. You know, that's what I'm saying, though. Graphic. I don't understand how a guy can get it up in jail, and then when he gets out of jail, all of a sudden, no, I'm not gay. Huh? I don't get it.
Hey, well, look, you don't even want to ask them if they was pitching or what they catching.
Yeah, well, either way, they're both doing it. So
Same thing.
So to me, I don't, you know, I see it as, you know, if your kid is straight, he's straight. You can't rub off. It's like, you know, some people think of it as cancer. Cancer isn't contagious, but it's dangerous, yeah, but you're not going to catch it by hanging around somebody with cancer. So I don't have any concern. I don't have kids, but I have cousins and stuff. I'm not concerned about them.
All right, Joe, and since you chimed in, and we know we've all, it's a pleasure, because we've been waiting for you to do your show and tell us when to come so we can rant and rave on your show.
Oh, shit, I forgot to tell you. I had a show. You would have liked it, too. It was all about narcissistic women.
you didn't think to invite your boy. Okay.
Sorry. I think it was spur of the moment type of thing. Somebody, you know, I have a friend of mine who will give me a show, so if ever I feel like having a show, I can get it on the spur of the moment. But I don't have it. I'm not an official host of any show on BTR.
Okay.
So that's why I don't even have a regular show except for co-hosting this other show, which is political. I wish you guys would show up there. I think I told you guys about it.
Well, what is the name of the show, and when is it on? Because I planned to show it, because before you plug the show, I wanted to get your opinion on what we were discussing before.
And PT, let Joe know that they got this new thing called email.
Well, nobody has my email. Sorry, Diddy.
Well, I understand Howard Hughes, but I'm just trying to say that me and Tony not there yet, so you can have our lowly email address. So there's no reason for you not to be able to notify us. So even though we don't have yours, there's no reason that you can't notify us. That's all I'm saying.
As a matter of fact, we want to make sure we throw it out there. If anybody listening to the show ever wants to contact us, it's real easy. www.worldmovement.com or Lamont@worldmovement.com. If you send it to him, he'll always send it on to me. And I ain't hard to find. Google your boy. I'm everywhere. You know what I mean? Matter of fact, let me do the shameless plug for everybody checking in online, checking the archives out. Don't forget to get your copy of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She?
What is she to me? I remember.
and you could even go to Kindle, because we know that you new techies, you don't want the print copy. So we got it available where you can get it on your iPad, iPod, your Droids, whatever you got. We just want you to get it so when we talk to us, you can know what you're talking about.
And Joe,
uh-huh.
I want to quickly have you chime in because, you know, you're one of our political correspondents here on the show.
Yep.
Earlier in the show, we were talking about the fear that's being fed out of Washington down to us on this whole debt ceiling situation, on this whole so-called manufactured political standoff, because the debt, we're screwed. And the bottom line that I was trying to establish earlier in the show is that no matter how you flip it, I feel they should spread out the pain that's going to get felt.
Mm-hmm.
Because all of us have participated, whether willingly or unwillingly, in driving this bus to exactly where it is right now.
Translation, he said the Republicans ain't shit, and they say no to every damn thing.
I say that too, and I still also back that up by saying I'm not a Barack Obama fan. I don't believe in telling politicians, because they're all politicians as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah,
right. Oh yeah, and the reason why I'm here now is because in your job description you were talking about relationships, politics, our kids, everything. Do I build on the lessons of yesteryear? So I thought, you know, you might be touching on politics about the debt ceiling. Do you know the debt ceiling has been an issue like almost every year? It's been raised something like 50 times since 1950. It is manufactured. It's always a dog and pony show. It's always smoke and mirrors about the Democrats and Republicans always trying to fool the people, which they do a good job at, trying to fool the people into believing that they're doing this for us. No, they're the ones that manufactured this mess we're in. They're the only ones who could have manufactured the mess we're in, and they should be investigated, tried, convicted, and killed.
I knew you were going to come with something controversial.
Should we drag them, hang them, electrocute them,
poison
them?
I don't care how. The more painful, the better. And remember, I said they should be investigated legally. They should be indicted legally. They should be convicted by a jury of their peers, you know, other scumbags, and then they should be killed.
Damn.
They are traitors.
KD, please put out the public disclaimer, sir.
There you go. There's nothing I said that can get anybody in trouble, because I already mentioned the four steps legally that makes these people takes me or anybody else off the hook. Because I'm not saying that people should go to Capitol Hill and blow their brains out, although if I did see a headline tomorrow, I would not weep over the death of any politician. But if you're going to do it, you're going to do it legally. There's debt ceiling. The other types of programs that they talk about, the so-called non-war in Libya where people are dying, their other involvement in other wars, the CIA overthrowing governments, what they're doing to our legal system. Come on.
You know, the big argument, Joe, was the interest on the debt.
What was the argument about?
That's the part that's taking the country out. is the interest on the debt. Oh. The debt is one thing, but it's the interest payment, the interest amount that's charged on these multi-trillion-dollar debts that this country have that's owed to these other countries. It's the interest on that money that this country has to pay that's killing us. It's not the debt itself. It's the interest on the debt.
Well, it's the debt and the interest. I mean,
combined, you're absolutely right. But people usually foreclose on the interest payments that you cannot make on the debt. The debt is the cause, but the interest is what creates the action.
Well, if you didn't have the Federal Reserve, they, you know, and that's something which people should really do the research on. Every American should take a look at this. It's, without the Federal Reserve, you don't have interest on the debt. We now have to borrow, I think, whatever pundit point of view is something like between 25 cents to 36 cents on the dollar the government has to borrow in order to get money to fund their programs. So the national debt is driving us into a financial collapse. That's why there's one out of every four people are on food stamps. 47% of Americans don't pay income tax. One out of every seven people are on food stamps. One out of every four people in the United States are on some sort of government stipend, either because they're a contractor or they're receiving welfare or the unemployment benefits or some other type of revenue. This is the reason why we're economically collapsing, is because we have the Federal Reserve, we have politicians who don't care. They're just...
There you go.
Hold on.
We're going to take a quick little break. Joe, I'm not even going to mute your microphone.
Okay,
I'm going to leave it on so I cannot be accused of bias towards
you.
So we'll be right back.
Yeah, what up, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony live right here on Blog Talk Radio. Can a player play? Every Sunday, 2:30 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Check out the website, www.playersuniversitysygu.com. Pick your copy up of the new book, Who Is She and What Is She to You, by yours truly. Also get a copy of Playerology or Player Step Your Game Up from my trilogy, huh? Holla at your boy. One love. Pretty Tony. And I'm out.
My man Joe from Montana.
Here I am.
Sir, say Diddy Elixir. Your title is too long. You say it for yourself, dog. I just got tongue-tied.
It's K. Dizzle, the Elixir of
Live. Ladies and gentlemen, we are fully engaged in a conversation about life right now pertaining to the decisions that are being made for us. And trust me, it is for us. For every last one of us who are in this country, from the top of the totem pole to the middle of the totem pole, right down to the bottom of the totem pole. That's what we're talking about today, man. Life in general. We're talking about the politicians up there on that their hill trying to pull the wool over our eyes. People, we all need to wake up. We need to wake up, and man, it's past smelling the coffee now, because the coffee done burnt and it's stinking up the whole damn house.
Joe,
that's how they love
it before.
The coffee was smelling so cool. You know what I mean? Until it got burnt, now it's got the whole house stinking up. And we're all responsible. Trust me. You know? Joe from Montana, who is our resident political commentator, you may not agree with this.
I like that. Yeah. I wouldn't mind being a political correspondent either. I would ask some tough questions of whoever the sitting president would be. I'd say, why do you allow this kind of nonsense to continue? Why do you and your party put on this dog and pony show with the other party when both of you are...
I could answer your question very simply. It's a job. They need a job.
Because without that, what else would they be doing, Joe?
They'd be trying to be honest.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, they too have own personal aspirations, whatever they may be. They still need to bring money home, and I'm not justifying nothing they do. Just like our police force, it's the same shit. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they don't do certain things, they out. I mean, simple as that. They're out.
Well, yeah, but what does the war in Libya, the war in Egypt, the war, the proposed war against Iran, the foreign aid of billions of dollars, $2 to $3 billion to Israel, what does that got to do with us? Nothing. These are
It probably has nothing to do with us, but if they get a kickback or if it's beneficial to somebody else that they're doing business with, that would be their motivation.
Uh-huh.
I agree. It has nothing to do with us, but I'm just adding a reason to why or a motive as to why people do stuff, whether we agree with it or not. I mean, it's there.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
And we should have a motive to have them indicted, prosecuted, killed.
Absolutely, I agree with you. But there again, we still dealing with the same people that created the game as the ones that created the rules. So what are we going to do? We're going to be outsiders? Or are we going to be rebellious? You know what they do with that, right?
Yeah, well, it's going to come to that. Because eventually, you know, hyperinflation will kick in. And then people are going to be out there in the streets wondering how come they can't afford food. And we're going to be in the same situation like Greece. The situation that's coming down the pike for America isn't new. It's new for Americans, but it's not new for Europe. And it's happening now. Greece, Italy, Portugal, the BRIC countries, they're all undergoing, and Argentina years ago, they're all undergoing economic collapse. Why? Because there may be such a thing as a new world order. I know there are people high up in positions from amongst different countries who have talked about it, George Bush included. So I know that the thought of the New World Order is very, very definite. Whether or not it exists, who really knows? But one thing is for sure. Ever since we came out of the primordial ooze, man has been doing nothing but killing each other from centuries ago. That's what man is all about, man and women. Killing, dominating, conquering. And as a result, it hasn't stopped. It's still going on, and America is the next target, and we're being targeted economically.
Joe just dropped some knowledge on here, boy. I keep telling y'all, they're always, ever informed and controversial, Mr. Joe from Montana right there. Now, Joe, I want to ask you a quick question, because I know you have a fairly wide knowledge of the whole political landscape. When do you hear politicians go in and out of office? The benefit programs and stuff of that nature, it's very generous to them, isn't it?
Well, yeah. I think on the average, they earn something like $173,000 a year. And I don't know if it's on the first term or perhaps on the second term, but if they retire, they get something like half of their salary in the form of a pension. So when they retire, and I don't think they have to wait for 20 years like we do. It could be 10 years or it could be the first term or second term. I'm not up on that. But when they retire, they retain their hospitalization, which is way different than the normal American. Okay, they're not getting Obamacare. They're getting free care, period. And they get half of their pension, half of their salary in the form of an ongoing pension. And there have been politicians who have gone to jail and still retain their pension. All right? There is an incentive for people to be in Congress. And unfortunately, Congress attracts those who love power, not who love humanitarian efforts. We have a bunch of traitors in Congress. Take a look around. Take a look at the laws. If you're a parent, K. Diddy, as a man, you know that the laws are not slated for impartiality. They're slated for the female, and they're against the men.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay? And these are laws. What gets me is the laws are made by people. I don't even know who I can't curse. Who they are.
Yes, you can, brother. Yes, you can.
I can curse? I can say the F-bomb?
Most assuredly.
Well, you better watch out, Tony, because I think on your time slot, and since you're not on mature, I think that might get you in trouble. You better check it out with BTR, okay? Before allow me to curse, because I won't stop. All right. But the thing is that we honestly have traitors in Congress, either because of criminal neglect or because they don't really care, or by design, by bribery, they're driving us down. From 2004 to 2008, I have a spreadsheet, which is on the Internet, which shows the rate of growth of the net worth of all of the politicians in Congress. 71 of those had increased their net worth by over $1 million in the course of those 4 years. How? How do they do it? If they're serving us, if they're getting 173 or 163 or what have you, how is their net worth going up when all you ever see them do is talk? They're campaigning all the time. And they admit they don't even read the bills they sign. So how are they earning this money? How are they getting their net worth to be increased by $1 million? 71 people. Okay?
Shit, you're my homeboy.
That's a very good question, my brother.
Because of the lobbyists. Yeah. Look, we have a bunch of Al Capones in Congress, plain and simple.
All across the board.
Oh, yeah.
All across the board. You know what I mean?
And you know why they stay there? You know how they stay there? Because of us. We, all of us, will say from coast to coast, these people are traitors, these people are crooks, they're corrupt. But you know what happens? We keep voting in our guy. Your guy sucks. My guy's great. So how do you think they have, like, I think it's a 96% or at least a 90% rate of return to being the incumbent? They retain their position sort of like 90% of the time.
Wow.
Because
you know what? We're going to do a part two for the show next week because we're down to the last minute of the show. Joe, please call back in. We're going to continue the show next week. Thank everybody, especially, man, it's crazy when I look in the archives and see how many of y'all are listening. We appreciate you. www.worldmovement.com. Keep up with me and your boy, K. Diddy. Lamont at worldmovement.com. Yours truly, Pretty Tony. Support the movement, y'all. We're trying to spread some knowledge out here. Get a copy of one of the books. You know what I mean?
It's available everywhere.
For your faith.
Yeah, it's on Amazon, right, Tony?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
In print and downloadable for your Kindle or whatever gadget you may have. All three books are available.
And that's how we're going to ride out of this show. We love y'all. Holler back, man. We be around here. World movement, y'all.
Peace.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Malcolm X, Fidel Castro, you know, E.D. Amin.